T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. The shot's not very long. Mike brought this one to my attention. There's an unidentified woman from the Netherlands, and she shared this story on Reddit. Basically, it was just a job interview that she had with the CEO of the company. I mean, she's interviewing with the CEO. Now, here's the thing about this. COVID-19 is around the world, so a lot of people, instead of doing a handshake, maybe they bump fists. Some people bump elbows, right? You see people bumping elbows all the time. Well, she's not tracking with this. So at the end of the interview, he puts out his COVID-19 elbow, but she doesn't recognize what he's doing. So what did she do? She linked arms with him like they're a couple. She then says it led to a long, awkward pause and him finally saying, quote, "I meant to give you an elbow bump." But she still managed to get a second job.
Okay.
So he throws a chicken wing out there. She links arms. He's just like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah. Remember the video you watched. Remember the video you watched. Remember the video you watched.
That's awesome.
That is so awkward. It's like, I'm so sorry.
I'm in management. Remember the video. I'm in management. Remember the video.
Say nothing. Say nothing. But she's getting the job. All right. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
You know it's bad.
Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know
it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault. Here comes a turd. All right, on Sit and Spin this week, we have the top 10 worst songs of the 70s.
Yay.
Courtesy of Rolling Stone magazine. Thank you so much, Ryan Castle, for that. And with that, we decided to put, out of the decade known as the 70s, the number one and the number two worst songs at battle today on a Bad Choice Friday. So your options, the number two worst song of the 70s, that would be the Starland Vocal Band and Afternoon Delight against Rick Dees and Disco Duck, which, as the readers of Rolling Stone magazine said, was the worst song of said decade. You did the voting in Men's Room Live on Twitter. Mike, how were the votes?
It was a close battle today, Miles, but in the end, there is nothing people want more on a positive Friday than a little Afternoon Delight.
You got to be kidding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices tonight, James Corden.
James Corden.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's it. It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of professional writers who come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
An investor had almost $2 million worth of Bitcoin in a digital wallet, but can't remember his password to unlock it. It gets worse. He tried to unlock it 8 times and only has 2 more times left to try, or the device will self-delete. Dude, I start sweating when I get over 2 with my Zappos password.
Fallon. Kimmel.
Fallon.
This is insane. I read that an investor has over $200 million worth of Bitcoin in a digital wallet, but can't remember his password to unlock it. Now, it gets worse. He's already tried 8 times, and he only has 2 more tries to get it right, or the device will self-delete. Dude, I start sweating when I'm 0-2 with my Zappos password.
I don't think I've ever ordered anything off Zappos.
I never have.
Tell you what, though.
It's the same people as 6pm.com. You ever order anything from them?
I have not.
Yeah.
I thought Zappos was just shoes. The girl upstairs gets a lot of Zappos.
That's my understanding of it, but I don't know.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but in a new article, Jennifer Lopez, who is 51, by the way, she revealed the 5 things she does to stay young looking. And good news, Lisa, you're doing none of these.
Me, Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
Damn it! Trying to go for a Myers thing there. By the way, I see these articles all the time. I get people click on them as Jennifer Lopez. Like, this won't shock you. She's not out getting drunk, staying up late at night,
no.
And eating crap. Like, right? Look at her. She's 51. You know how she looks like that? She don't drink booze. She gets 8 hours of sleep, and she maintains a healthy lifestyle. Like,
and it's her job.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes people are like, can you believe? It's like, I'm sorry. Outside of, like, somebody in a rock band, you're not going to find many people that are like, yeah, I just been partying.
She has a personal chef, doesn't drink much. She's a dancer.
Yeah.
So you physically stay in shape, and right, it's her gig, man.
Officials in Russia have launched an investigation after a monkey appeared in a state-run Christmas performance wearing a Nazi uniform. Well, what they said was, we have 2 problems with your baby Jesus.
Seth Meyers.
That is Seth Meyers.
Officials in Russia have launched an investigation after a monkey appeared in a state-run circus Christmas performance wearing a Nazi uniform. Well, what they said was, we have 2 problems with your baby Jesus.
It was just announced that Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will sing at the president-elect Biden inauguration. Lady Gaga said she's going to change the words in Shallow to be about Biden's water aerobic class.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
It was just announced that Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will sing at the President-elect Biden's inauguration. Lady Gaga said that she's going to change the words in Shallow to be about Biden's water aerobics class.
Those water aerobics classes are great for older people.
Yeah. They get up early. They get out of the pool.
Yeah. And it's low impact. Mm-hmm. You know? It's awesome stuff.
You want to get into water after them, though.
Yes.
Like, I know I pee, but I'm doing it on purpose.
You know what? I wouldn't mind going to one of those classes. I feel like I could dominate it.
Well, based on who else is
water
there.
Aerobics. Right. Saves an 81-year-old man from drowning.
No, I'm just going to be like, Jesus, Mabel, you can't even do this one.
Come on, Mabel.
You can't do down dog underwater, dog.
All right. So I have a couple lists. This one is the most streamed TV shows of 2020.
All right.
Now, what that means is these aren't the most streamed original shows. These are TV shows.
Okay. So whatever's on the platforms. That's not their original content, I'm guessing.
Right. And this won't shock you. All 10 of them were on Netflix, which is probably why we have so many other services popping up. A lot of these I've never seen. Vampire Diaries.
I have not seen it.
Doesn't seem like my speed, but maybe it is. I'm trying to judge a book by the cover there, but
for some reason I feel like the Vampire Diaries, maybe it's just the glittery vampires ruin vampires for me, but I'm like, I feel like it's more for teenagers.
Well, it's not even, that's what I was going to say. It's not even vampire that throws me. It's diaries.
Yeah, once you add
diaries, I'm like, okay, this is Lifetime stuff.
Yeah,
it might be Lifetime for teenagers, but it's not my cup of tea.
Right, well, and generally, like, I know people that journal, but I wouldn't say I keep a diary.
Not after 16.
Well, there's Diary of a Madman. That might be the one diary where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's a solid point.
Otherwise, I'm just looking at it now. The Vampire Diaries is an American supernatural teen drama television series.
Yep, there you go.
What else you got? Like, I'm going to have to Google all of it.
The Blacklist.
I remember that. That was the network. That's, who's the
right,
actor?
So a lot of these shows are all on Netflix now, but most of them started off on network stuff.
James Spader,
right.
And he plays James Spader, which is a creepy dude.
He is the worst. I don't know what he's like. He's an actual human.
I think he's the same.
But he just plays such a swarmy little...
He would be good, even though he didn't have nothing to do with the Karate Kid. If he showed up on Cobra Kai as a jerk,
it would make sense.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, but the problem with James Spader is that he's the jerk that never actually took a punch.
That's true. He's always like the rich kid, never got beat up.
Right. That's how he comes off to me, like the super rich kid that, like, you can't even, like, pop him once. Yeah, sorry.
James Spader, the rich kid you can't even hit.
This guy right here.
Yeah. Next on the list is New Girl. Shameless makes the list. Shameless, I've seen. That's a very good show. Pretty funny.
William H. Macy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Supernatural makes the list. I believe is that Supernatural the precursor to Superman?
No.
That was Smallville.
That was Smallville. Okay.
Supernatural is the one about the two ghost hunters, demon hunter guys. It was on like CW 11 forever.
All right. Next on the list, Miles, your favorite show, S Creek.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. That's solid one.
I still haven't seen the last season.
Really?
Well, it won a lot of awards.
It did. Maybe it's on Netflix now. Last time I checked, it was only 6. So they'll add it eventually, I hope.
All right. Now, what's a show that has been dominating as long as we've been doing this radio show?
Dominating.
Start on network?
Yep.
Big Bang Theory?
Nope. When I used to read the ratings every week, it was always number one.
Oh, CSI.
NCIS.
There you go, Mike. Good work.
God damn.
After that, you have Criminal Minds.
Okay.
After that, you have the show I was a star of for years, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. You were great. I cannot believe they killed your character off.
I know. Well, I got in a fight with the writer.
I know.
He walks home on first till every day. It's dangerous.
and then number one, this won't shock you, The Office.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So, like we were telling you, like, The Office is great. And you're right. You can jump in and jump out, but if you watch it from the beginning, you're like, holy cow, the show is funny.
It is a funny, funny-ass show.
It's also weird because you realize, like, Steve Carell is kind of one of those, and a lot of the comedic actors are. Like, I feel like stand-up guys are a little different sometimes.
Sure.
But a lot of the comedic actors are just so serious. Like, I've heard Will Ferrell's not that funny when he's not trying to be.
Right, he's just...
And Steve Carell just strikes me as a very serious kind of person, but played a jackass very well.
He does, but sometimes I think those are the guys that play a jackass better.
Yeah, it's just a different style.
Yeah. Sounds like Updog in here. All right, so now these are the most streamed TV shows that are the originals.
Okay, all right.
Do you have any guesses?
This is the last year.
This is 2020.
Cobra Kai.
Not on the list.
Wow, then I'm not going to be good at this.
The Boys?
Nope. Come on, think about when the pandemic...
Mandalorian?
Mandalorian. There you go.
Right, good answer.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Think about pandemic... Now, remember, right, like, Cobra Kai...
Tiger King.
Okay. Good call. All right. Now you're getting it.
I don't know. Handmaid's Tale... Jack Ryan. I'm just trying to think of shows that I know are streaming.
How about like The Queen's Gambit? That one came in a little bit later.
Nope. Queen's not on there. There is a show that involves Britain.
The Crown?
The Crown is on there?
Is it a Downton Abbey? Abbey Downton? What?
No. All right. And then also the Great British Baking Show.
That does not appeal to any part of me. Brits are known for their really delicious food, however.
That's why there's so many good, great English restaurants.
I know. Everywhere you go.
Every corner.
I do trust the Brits on baking only because beef Wellington is phenomenal.
The
fact that you can cook a red meat inside of a puff pastry.
You put anything in a puff pastry, it just got better.
Yeah. Cover myself in a puff pastry. You on Netflix. That made the list. Longmire.
Longmire?
Longmire is supposed to be very good. I gotta get on
that. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama? New
Western. Our boy VD's really big into it. He read the books.
Of course he did.
Boss Baby. Back in business.
Oh, God.
Boss Baby.
Yeah, I forgot the Boss Baby got fired. That was weird. All right, so other things on the list are Lucifer, and then number one. This was the most watched show, original show. I'm pretty sure we've all seen it.
All right.
At least some of it. Think about it. Pandemic. Right. People were fired up. Right? It's been a few months since the last season came out, so it kind of cooled off. We haven't been talking about it. You know, it's hard to remember what was going on in the summer.
I know. I'm just thinking, like, apparently this show was huge.
Yeah. Well, in the summertime, sometimes it's refreshing to go to the lake.
Ozark.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why, you almost forget that everybody in the world was obsessed with Tiger King for a few months.
Right, because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, and everybody was just stuck at home. There wasn't much else to do.
He ain't stuck at home anymore.
By the way, regarding The Office, it's going to read two comments. The Office is a sum of more than just its episodes. It's a legacy. The Office straight up sucks.
Different opinions.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sit here and defend, Friends, but I will defend The Office.
I'll defend The Office for sure.
I mean, the only problem with The Office is there was, a couple seasons where you're just, the Pam and Jim stuff.
I don't care about your love story.
Yeah.
I do not care about your love story.
Same with Schitt's Creek for me.
Yeah.
It was just too much love after a while. I like the comedy. Don't get me wrong.
Too much love.
I get it. Everybody's in love. But, I mean, it's just like they put
it's so too much love.
Too much time into the plot love. You know what I mean?
You need to suck some of the love out of the show.
Sometimes, too, I'm just one of those people, right? That's one thing I liked about Seinfeld. It was always a comedy.
Right.
Right.
There was little storylines.
But you ain't loving
it. I need more. Right. What's the guy's name? Chris, is it Elliot? Or who's the guy in
Chris Elliott. Yeah.
Chris Elliott. Any more of him.
God, he was awesome.
More comedy.
You want to buy a monkey?
Right.
That is a deep reference.
Yes.
All right, let's talk some football.
Okay.
Obviously, the Seahawks are out, which sucks. But also, me and Mike were saying earlier, carefree. Hey, go home. Get pissed drunk. Light the grill on fire. Who cares? Because you're just watching football to watch football again.
Right.
Not half of the studio disagrees with you.
Well, I will say this.
No, I'm saying you guys still have your Ravens playing, so you have a...
stress.
Right.
But I will say, as far as, I would never want to bet on football because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But as far as the matchups that are being played, these are really good, equally matched teams on every single game, on all four games. And everyone has anybody could win.
So we start Saturday with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Rams. After that, you'll have the Bills hosting a team from Baltimore.
Let's go!
Sunday, you have the Chiefs, obviously the Baltimore Ravens. Sunday, you have the Chiefs.
Oh, I thought you were saying someone else. My bad.
Hosting the Browns. And then Sunday evening, you have the Saints hosting the Buccaneers. I'm with you. I feel like these are all pretty good games. I do think the Ravens-Bills game, I'm just hoping for a shootout.
I think there's going to be one epic game, and hopefully the others are close.
I think it's going to be the Baltimore game. I just think those teams are most evenly matched.
I think that Cleveland and Chiefs game is going to be
heavyweight
boxing match.
200 points.
It's going to be 72-64
right.
or some crap like that.
I will tell you this. I do think, and obviously I'm probably going to watch all four games, but even though it's the divisional round, I think there's going to be at least a upset, if not two. Maybe one each day.
Who do you think is the most... I think the most likely upset, and I'm not based on Vegas laws, just my personal opinion of it, would be the Rams over Green Bay, only because the Rams' defense is ridiculous, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers has played anything
like that. I think your Ravens win. To me, that wouldn't seem like a massive upset.
They're a 2.5-point underdog.
Right.
It's not,
I think the biggest one... I'm with Miles. I think the Browns might take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's 10-point spread. I might start betting.
Yeah, I don't think the Rams have enough firepower to keep up. If Green Bay
can get in, but that's my thing. The Rams' defense slows down Aaron Rodgers, but is what's his face good enough to I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A couple say a new vibrator available on Amazon is so powerful it will, quote, wake your neighbors up.
Oh, yeah.
If you're wondering if that's a $350,000 car total to the car wash, the answer is yes. Woman gets revenge on cheating boyfriend by pouring glitter all over his place. When you return your rental car full of drugs, the cops will definitely be on the case. An alert waitress in Florida might have saved an abused boy's life. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. Some good news on a positive Friday. A man in Missouri did something heroic after he saw a truck burst into flames after a nasty crash. Video captured the event where the man walked up to the burning semi-truck and sprang into action, kicking out the windshield and hauling the driver out.
Wow.
When being interviewed after the scene, the man says that he had the mentality that if the truck explodes, this is where God meant to have me, and couldn't sit by and do nothing to help. He says, we're all heroes. It just takes something like this to find it.
Cool.
All right.
Absolutely. There was a lot of cars just kind of sitting there. It was something that, you know, one of those where I would think, just because I can see that mentality, whereas the firefighters are there, they're doing their job. I don't want to get in their way. I don't want to screw up anything of theirs. So I'm going to sit here nice and comfy and safe. This guy's like, no, F that. I'm going to go get this truck driver out of there. So good on him. Good on him. Another news, more good news. A waitress down in Florida did something heroic as well after seeing a troubling situation at a table that she was working at. The family of three raised suspicion after it appeared that the parents were keeping their 11-year-old from ordering anything, as well as the bruises all over his face. Thinking quickly, the waitress held up a sign that was only in his view that read, quote, do you need help? To which the boy simply nodded. Police were notified and investigated the situation and found that the boy was going without food at a restaurant was the least worrisome of how he was being treated, and his parents were taken into custody and he's being relocated.
She absolutely did
save his life. They were saying this was unhealthy and unsafe is putting it lightly as to what this kid was going through.
Wow.
Absolutely horrific circumstances and treatment that he was going through.
He was being shackled to a door.
Jesus.
By his ankles.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Right.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That is Jesus in the story. They would hang him upside down. Yes.
And beat him.
He would go without food as punishment regularly.
What is wrong with people?
I have no idea.
Thank God.
But the positive thing is that this waitress took notice, jumped into action. She didn't let any, you know, this isn't what would you do. She jumped in there, said this kid needs help, and proved it. So
I mean, look, I just duct tape my kids to the walls. Never a door.
I don't want to chip the paint. They're too hard to paint a door.
No, then you're going to screw up the hinges.
Right.
You don't want none of that.
No.
We go to New York, where officers got an interesting call from a rental car company. So all the good news stories are done. The officers made their way over to the company after hearing that someone had dropped off a rented car, and they found drugs inside.
How do you forget your drugs?
A lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. Cash. Everything.
What?
Mm-hmm. When officers got there, they were happy to find the two gentlemen that had returned the car that had come back to the company to in order to recover said drugs that they had left behind.
Stupid.
Yeah. Right.
I've had to rent cars before. I'm going to be honest with you. I would be so excited if I got into my car rental and there are drugs and cash inside.
Absolutely.
But baby, this vacation can be even goddamn better than we thought.
Uh-huh. Then you get Horace and Moe on your trail, though, looking for their drugs, man.
Well, okay, that's a different thing, sure.
Mm-hmm. But again,
just stupid can you be?
Sometimes you gotta let it go.
Right.
Like, dude, you've got to let this go.
So were they running the drugs with the rental car, you think? Or were they just on vacation? They just had all their drugs?
No, they're running the drugs if they have all that cash. They left cash in there as well?
Yes.
Like, right.
Yeah.
You're running drugs. And basically, they said, look, we have to risk this because whoever's drugs these are, whoever we have to give this cash to is going to kill us.
Right.
If we say, we left. Their best thing is that they got arrested.
I just feel like that's like returning a rental car at the airport and then forgetting your luggage in the car.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. There's
exactly
one thing that you have in there.
That's it. That's all that matters.
And
that's
wherever
why you rented the car.
Right. And wherever you're going, you need what you have in there.
Yes.
Oh, shoot, we forgot the drugs in the car. Let's go back where I'm sure they haven't had the moment to look through the car and find all the doggone drugs that are in the car and totally haven't called the cops if they have.
Well, look, again, if I found it, the cops are not getting called. I'm getting high.
That's right. They found 46 pounds of coke in there.
But we had 50.
Uh-huh.
Did you?
Well.
Oh, there are couples on Amazon that are going online to brag about a marital aid that they bought that's getting rave reviews. Multiple reviews online have had customers gushing over the product, saying that the intensity has gone so far as to wake their neighbors. They also said it's so powerful that it can be used to massage most anywhere on the body, including your back, your neck.
What is it? You can make a milkshake with it, too.
It's a massager.
It's not a massager.
It's a massager. It's got a nice wand handle to it and a big old bulbous head on it that is used if your back is sore. You know, you're an iron welder and you got those shoulder blades are hurt. You just know, rub it right there on your back.
This would be great for iron welders.
Absolutely.
You just absolutely read my mind.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, iron welders are going, honey, what did you do with my massager?
Keep it a PG. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
We made it, bitches. All right. If you got a 3-day weekend, enjoy it. Do us a favor and root for our Ravens if you can.
Please.
And we'll be hungover, so we'll see you Tuesday. That's just in all honesty.
But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.